Welcome back to our winter series, the Sports Girl Podcast. I am Anne-Marie Guinan, your host for this episode, and I'm joined by our very own ladies football correspondent, Denise O'Flaherty, on her very first Sports Girls Podcast. Denise, you're very welcome this evening.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. Delighted to be on the Sportscast.
This week, we are delighted to be joined by Breast Cancer Ambassador Miss Kilkenny and Miss Social Media, Niamh De Bruin. Niamh, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks a mil for having me on. It's an honour.
Niamh, first things first, you survived Hurricane Ophelia. What was it like down in Kilkenny?
It was pretty windy now. We got the day off work, so it wasn't too bad, but I stayed inside for the whole day, but it was pretty bad, but things have cleared up now, so it's not too bad.
You're the current Miss Kilkenny and Social Media of 2017. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So I'm actually originally from Limerick. I moved to Kilkenny in May 2015 when I got a permanent job. So moved up here and didn't really know a whole lot of people up here, just my boyfriend and his family. So I kind of wanted to get to know people. So I said I'd enter Miss Kilkenny after being approached about it, and I got to know a lovely bunch of girls, and I was only doing it to kind of get to know people, because as I said, I have no family up here and don't know that many people, so it was a good way to get to know people. Never thought I'd win it, but I ended up winning it anyways and going on to Miss Ireland, so that's kind of where it all started. So then when I was competing in Miss Ireland, they had a title, Miss Social Media 2017, so I clinched that title as well, so I suppose it was nice to take something away from the night.
Niamh, we can't but not mention, you mentioned your boyfriend, it is the infamous TJ Reid. You know, you do have this gym. Tell us a bit, you know, you had yesterday off work. You know, you probably were a bit fidgety, waiting and itching to get back to the gym.
Small bit. It's good to take a day off now and again. I'd kind of done my 4 or 5 days last week, so the gym was actually closed yesterday as well. So even if I did want to go, there was no going in there. Plus, I wouldn't have braved it in the weather. I'm back to gym now this evening after work, so I've got my session done for today.
Okay, turning back to the Miss Social Media Awards, that was a great achievement, you know, for two nights work, you have two great titles to your name.
When I spoke to Tom last week, he was kind of asking me about how I got the title and things like that. So as I said to him, it was just really just using tagging, uploading pictures, putting up things on Twitter, Instagram, whatever social media channels you have, really. So it was nice when my name was called out in the night.
To add another title to your name, you're the Breast Cancer Ireland Ambassador. How did that come about?
Well, my aunt passed away from breast cancer when she was 36, so I would have always had done a bit of fundraising for them. So I think I registered for the Great Pink Run, which with my mum, it was our first year coming to Kilkenny, so the two of us registered for it. And they spotted my name on the list and for registers, and I think they could have seen something that I tweeted and tagged them in, and they saw that I was the current Miss Kilkenny, so they invited me up to Dublin to their offices in the Royal College of Surgeons. So I went up and just met with them, and they were they approached me and asked me would I be interested in being an ambassador for the year. So obviously it was an honour, so of course I said yeah. So I've been kind of involved with a lot with them, so it's been great.
Researching for this evening's podcast, I noticed on your Instagram that you also did a skydive as a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So it was just another way to raise money, I suppose. So I just was trying to think of different ways to do it. That was a while back. That was the start of this year, I think. It was just something different, I suppose, just another way to raise money. So I said, look, I'd put it out there that I'd do a skydive. But yeah, it was a really good experience, yeah.
So I've just been basically caught creeping back a long, long time ago on your Instagram.
That's okay, look, we all do.
For those that don't know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and as you know, we are a dedicated female GAA podcast, therefore a lot of our listeners will benefit greatly from our chat this evening, so we're delighted to have you on. Is there any service that is free, you know, for players or information that supporters can avail up to learn of breast cancer?
There is a free app called Breast Aware. It's Breast Cancer Ireland app, and it's free. You can download it, Breast Aware, as I mentioned there. It's unique in that it offers kind of a discreet monthly reminder to your phone, and it gives you kind of step-by-step simulated videos on how to perform a self breast check. So they kind of say that you should check yourself once a month, kind of mid-menstrual cycle. So this app kind of guides you through it and shows you how to do it.
As Amory mentioned, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Niamh, and the GAA have done something before with raising awareness for breast cancer. Should other female sporting organisations do something, the other way the men have Movember for testicular cancer, should other sporting events do something like that to raise awareness for breast cancer?
Well, I suppose like coming down to checking yourself, it really does come back to yourself, like the onus is on yourself. But like it would be nice if there were something that kind of a month that were dedicated to maybe kind of something like that. It would be an idea. But as I mentioned, it is important just to check yourself. And there is that free app that does kind of show you how to do it. And it sets your reminders once a month. So it is important that that I would advise girls to download this app.
Yeah, because it is all about raising awareness. And a lot of people don't know, you know, it's a low statistic, but women under 40 can get breast cancer. And the main thing is checking yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like it's Breast Cancer Ireland, like their kind of thing is turning this fatal illness into a long-term treatable one. So during the month of October, Breast Cancer Ireland, what they're trying to do in this month is share advancements in research and treatment for breast cancer. Research teams funded by the charity are making significant improvements into understanding more clearly how breast tumours and all that are developed. And like they're kind of trying to look into kind of developing more effective therapies to treat each individual case. Like this has contributed to 2% drop in breast cancer mortality rates since 1994. So they're doing something right anyways.
Yeah, it's great to have high profile people in the campaign, and it's great to have yourself fronting it. And the thing about it is, I know this, we're talking about female and women, but men can actually get breast cancer too. I found that out a couple of months ago. A friend of a friend ended up having breast cancer, so it's something that, you know, that's why October obviously is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have to make people aware of the various things that surround this awful illness. And as you said though, that there are new things coming on stream and cures, and it's not the dreaded word that a couple of years ago people might say, you know, the dreaded C words, that there are so many campaigns now and so many new drugs and new treatments.
Yeah, there's always new advancements, and like with the money raised for Breast Cancer Ireland by the members of the public and corporations and anybody who contributes to Breast Cancer Ireland, the money does go back into the research. And as I said, that's what the month of October is about, kind of raising awareness for the research that goes on in the background and where this money goes.
Is there a link between the amount of sports you play and breast cancer?
Well, according to the World Health Organization, they claim that regular exercise activity and the maintenance of a healthy lifestyle, healthy body weight, healthy diet, etc., can considerably reduce the cancer risk, be it lung, breast, whatever. So I think everybody can benefit from kind of some bit of physical exercise and kind of trying to maintain a somewhat healthy diet.
We hear plenty of myths about breast cancer and, you know, the cans of aerosol. People dramatically start or reduce using them when the first stat came out that they were linked to breast cancer. Is there any other myths or, you know, really scary facts about breast cancer?
Like a lot of people aren't aware that if you find a lump in your breast, like it mightn't always be breast cancer, or it mightn't always be a cancerous or something harmful. Like a lot of people can get cysts and, you know, small kind of lumps and things like that. Like especially with women, like during the menstrual cycle and things like that, you can get quite tender. So if you feel something, obviously first protocol, go to your GP, get it checked out. But don't be alarmed until you speak to your GP and kind of get it checked, because it mightn't always be cancerous. So that's kind of another myth, that if you find something in your breast, it doesn't automatically mean that it's breast cancer. So just be aware of that.
Niamh, how often should a woman or a man self-examine themselves?
So they advise that you do it once a month. And as I mentioned earlier, Breast Cancer Ireland have the app called Breast Aware that will send you a gentle reminder. They kind of advise that you do it kind of mid-menstrual cycle, because you're less tender then around that area, but once a month for sure.
Yeah, because men's health is talked about a lot now, and we're also bringing in mental health. And I'm involved in my local GA club, and we have different talks for the young players. There's nothing really like this for girls. Should we have something like this, you know, people around talking about breast cancer in schools, at ladies' football clubs, camogie clubs, etc.?
Well, Breast Cancer Ireland have an outreach programme where their coordinators offer free advice on good breast health for all women of all ages, from TY students to women's groups. So I know that a group that I'm a part of here in Kilkenny Network Ireland have somebody from Breast Cancer Ireland coming down to do a talk on this, and they can bring a nurse with them to do checks. So there is a Breast Cancer Ireland do offer a service like that I'm not sure that many people are aware of. So it would be good to push that as well if somebody's looking for that, to contact Breast Cancer Ireland.
That is brilliant to know. Also, my best friend, her mother passed away from cancer and her sisters and herself had to be checked. Is there a link between, or is it hereditary?
Do you know, actually, this is like, and not that many people know this, but only 5% of breast cancer cases are hereditary. But they're so sophisticated now with their blood tests and all of that. There is a service available to families who have it in their genes or whatever to get it checked. So it would be good to talk to a doctor if you are worried about your family history.
Yeah, and I find that medicine has advanced. And you mentioned about all the different tests. My mum had a scare herself and we were up in the matter and they saw something. And within a couple of minutes, she was able to be seen to, and it was amazing to think, you know, years ago you might have to wait a long time to wait the results of your tests, whereas there and then you're told, and it kind of sets your mind at ease.
Yeah, well, there is that as well. There's always going to be advances in technology, and that will continue to be so. But no, it is great what the service that they are offering now, and I know that the staff in the Mater Private are excellent.
Niamh, it's something that we've touched on that our audience is probably young, sport, athletic women, and also Denise mentioned of how there is a certain percentage of people under 40 that are going to get breast cancer. You know, how young is, you know, too young for breast cancer? Or, you know, the girls that are listening to our podcast should be really taking all of this in.
Yeah, well, as you said there, like, how young is too young? Like, I wouldn't put an age limit on it. Anybody who has breast cancer, obviously, it's terrible. But yeah, they should definitely take it all in. They should look up the Breast Cancer Ireland website. I know that they provide a chart kind of with 8 signs on how to look out for it and how to examine yourself, because a lot of girls wouldn't know how to examine themselves. They wouldn't even, you know, they could be listening and say, well, geez, I'd like to start checking myself, but I don't know how. Breast Cancer Ireland, on their website, they provide so much information. They have a Facebook, they have a Twitter, they have an Instagram. Everything is online. So if you have any questions or queries or how to check yourself, all their information is on across their sites.
Niamh, mammograms are obviously things that a way of checking for lumps in a breast. A lot of people are wondering, would it be painful or what does it entail?
Personally, I haven't had a mammogram myself, so I can't comment. But as an ambassador for Breast Cancer Ireland, I can only say that if you are called for a mammogram, that you should take it as an early diagnosis, as that improves your chances. So if they were to find something when you were to do a mammogram, the chances are that the sooner it's caught, the kind of more curable it would be. I know that it's only women over a certain age get provided with, I think it's a free mammogram, you're called for it, over 50. Yeah, I know if you were called for it, definitely, like, don't let it be that one appointment that you let slip.
Yeah, because it's a bit like screening with cervical cancer, and they're wondering, you know, what age should they bring young girls in to be screened for smear tests and that. So maybe, is there a chance of maybe lowering the age? Because as we said, there's people under 40 that can get cancer.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the status is on lowering the age for mammograms at the minute. But as I mentioned, I haven't had one, thankfully. But you never know, like, with it becoming more and more common and it becoming more and more treatable, they might bring down the age.
Breast Cancer Ireland, is that the website that if people are a bit worried or want to get more information, is that where they should check out our other websites for breast cancer awareness?
So it's breastcancerireland.com, and I have the 8 sign chart. If you wanted, I could send it on and you could post it on across your own social media sites with it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month and that.
Niamh, what is the message that Breast Cancer Ireland are trying to spread for Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
The message would really be they'd like to share about the advancements in research and treatment for breast cancer, as well as, of course, getting everybody, young and old, to check themselves. And if you do suspect something, to go to your GP.
Is it something that we should talk about more? You know, I've never said to any of my friends, you know, have you checked yourself? You know, we talk about mental health. We talk about, you know, looking out for each other. But when it comes to these little intimate things, you know, should we be saying to each other, like, have you checked yourself in the last couple of months? Just, are you looking out for yourself?
Yeah, no, definitely. Of course, it'd be advisable to say that. And as you mentioned, like, it's not something, like, mental health has been a big thing and kind of people asking, how are you feeling? But yeah, that's the message I would personally be pushing is, have you checked yourself? And it's something that I wouldn't shy away of to ask my friends, being the ambassador and my aunt having passed away with it. I grew up with my mom constantly saying to myself, my two sisters, have you checked yourselves? So like, I know like when you kind of hear the word breast, you don't really hear people kind of talking about it. But I would encourage girls just to say, look, have you checked yourselves? Throw it into your group WhatsApp. Throw in the screenshot of how to check yourself. You never know, like one person could like take notice of it and check themselves and you could save their life. So I do really think that it is something that we should be talking about.
Niamh, it's been great having you on to raise awareness for Breast Cancer Ireland for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And those important links for our listeners again are www.breastcancerireland.com and the app is called Breast Aware. Thanks again to Denise. This is Sportsbird Podcast. Goodbye from myself, Anne-Marie, Denise.